This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, TV critic for the New York Daily News, sitting in for Terry Gross. The Democratic National Convention ended last night. The Republicans get their turn on TV next month. Meanwhile, in the movies, a political convention figures in the plot of The Manchurian Candidate, a new movie remake starring Denzel Washington, now in theaters. On today's Fresh Air, we'll revisit the original controversial 1962 Manchurian Candidate and replay interviews with the late director John Frankenheimer, with Angela Lansbury, who played the part Meryl Streep plays in the new version, and with co-star Liev Schreiber. We'll also have film critic David Edelstein's review of the remake. But first, let's look at political conventions and drama on the small screen, and how and where the Democratic National Convention played out. On commercial broadcast TV, the convention show was more like a no-show. Half of the networks, Fox, UPN, and the WB, didn't cover the convention at all. Even the major networks, CBS, NBC, and ABC, each devoted only 3 hours over four nights to primetime coverage. They decided beforehand that Tuesday night wasn't worth showing at all. And by making that decision in advance, they missed one of the most riveting and significant events of the entire Democratic convention, the keynote speech by rising Democratic star Barack Obama, which turned him instantly into a major future political player. If you saw the speech live, you were witness to a bit of history, and not an insignificant bit. But to see it, you had to be watching PBS or tuned to cable. C-SPAN, which shows everything gavel to gavel, presented Obama's entire speech. So did CNN, MSNBC, Fox News Channel, and even ABC News Now, the brand new digitally streamed news operation from ABC. Peter Jennings did a lot of good work there at this convention, but very little of it was seen on his main over-the-air network. Jennings could even be seen yesterday on CNN, interviewed by former ABC colleague Anderson Cooper. He was defending his passion for the American political process and attacking his own network's decision to televise so little of it.
You just come back from Iraq. Does it, having been there, does it change the way you look at this, the way you look at this process at all? I mean, does it, I mean, for me, it actually kind of made me, I think it's easy to be cynical about this process, easy to be cynical about what's happening here.
Oh, I bet it made you feel romantic about it.
It did, in a way, yeah.
Yeah, you see, you and I have similar experiences. We've both been in many, many parts of the world where power is exchanged on the barrel of a gun. Right. Some guy brings up his tank and the government changes. That still happens in many parts of the world. In the time I served overseas, it happened all the time. So I think when you come home and participate in the democratic process, even vicariously as journalists do, I think it's extraordinarily moving.
Do the networks, broadcast networks, you guys have gotten a bad rap lately. I mean, you know, you're broadcasting 3 hours of coverage all this
week.
It's
not enough.
Though you're doing this digital television, which I want to talk about in a moment.
It's not enough.
It's not enough.
No, of course not. When Barack Obama was on the television the other night.
Yeah, it wasn't carried live by the networks.
I know. Our network, I'm sorry to say, was in a rerun of a program that I don't know which one it was. But
Does it embarrass you?
No, it actually makes me a little angry. And that's why, on the other hand,
the rerun to which Jennings was referring, by the way, was a repeat of the canceled sitcom I'm With Her. Viewers who don't subscribe to cable and didn't turn to public television saw less live convention coverage this week than at any time in TV history. That history began in 1948, when both CBS and NBC offered to East Coast stations live coverage of the three national political conventions from Philadelphia. Back then, they even covered the Progressive Party. Political conventions today are tightly scripted and controlled, and major events that used to happen at conventions, like the choosing of candidates, now happen months beforehand. Yet we can learn a lot from the way each party chooses its speakers and crafts its image, and who is and isn't considered a ready-for-primetime player. And no matter how firmly things are controlled, there always will be surprises, like Barack Obama, Al Sharpton, and lurking in the shadows, getting more TV time at this convention than most politicians, Ben Affleck, and especially Michael Moore. On Tuesday, when Moore showed up on the Fox News Channel to swap questions with Bill O'Reilly on The O'Reilly Factor, it was big news and drew more viewers than any other moment of convention coverage that night. By Thursday, another Michael Moore sighting was just that, one more sighting. I watched the convention on 12 TV screens, each tuned to a different network. And at times, it seemed like Michael Moore was crawling out of one screen directly into another. The one I remember most, though, is his exchange with host Ted Koppel on ABC's Nightline.
Do you feel just a little bit uncomfortable about the influence that you may have on this election?
No, not at all. I'm glad to participate. I'm glad to offer this. You know, geez, I feel very lucky, Ted, to be able to make this contribution. You know, growing up in Flint, Michigan, I have a high school education. I never would expect to be sitting here even talking to you. I mean, it's all
life,
this.
Life is amazing, isn't it? God, well, the things you get to do in this country.
Yeah, well, that's why we love it, isn't it? You know, some people get to be Ted Koppel, and some people get to talk to Ted Koppel. I love this country.
I mean, after you make your next 100 million, are you going to shave?
After I make the next 100 million, I'll be Ted Koppel.
You wouldn't want that.
Both of the segments I've chosen from this year's convention coverage feature members of the media talking to one another. There were more of those this week than I've ever seen before, going so far down the journalistic food chain that TV reporters spent way too much time interviewing bloggers, internet writers of informal diaries. One blogger, interviewed on ABC News Now, reported, and I quote, "VIP room, cash bar, what's up with that?" The networks have a month until the Republican National Convention at the end of August to get it right. But they won't. Even if only to be fair, the networks will approach the Republicans pretty much the same way and for the same paltry amount of live primetime coverage. 6 networks, 3 hours. What's up with that? I'm David Bean Cooley.